So I want to go on and finish out with your last case, but I'm trying to remember, did we talk about vadastuximab taurine in AML?
Yeah, so we talked, well, I briefly mentioned it because that's...
I think you mentioned it briefly, but I know you have a couple papers from the last ASH meeting. Maybe we could talk about that a little bit more. And also, I don't think we talked that much about gemtuzumab.
And I think it's good to talk about them together. So let's talk about gemtuzumab first. So as everyone knows, gemtuzumab, zygomycin, is an anti-CD33 antibody drug conjugate initially approved for the treatment of acute myeloid leukemia by the FDA, voluntarily withdrawn from the market because of some concerns with toxicity based on a SWOG randomized phase 3 study. In the intervening years, there have been other studies, specifically the French Alpha trial, which was a randomized phase 3 study giving the gemtuzumab in fractionated doses to patients with newly diagnosed AML in combination with chemotherapy compared to chemotherapy alone. And that showed the initial look in overall survival benefit. With more follow-up, it appears to be that it's mostly an event-free survival benefit, with the most benefit in patients with favorable risk disease. There was also a large meta-analysis that was done looking at all the trials that were done with gemtuzumab, showing that gemtuzumab is favorable in terms of survival for these patients. So because of that, gemtuzumab, it was re-presented to the Food and Drug Administration, and the ODAC committee advised that the FDA should reapprove gemtuzumab for the treatment of acute myeloid leukemia.
Where would you like to use it, if at all?
So I think the data is strongest in patients with favorable risk acute myeloid leukemia in combination with chemotherapy. So I think if you have a patient who's got core binding factor AMLs, they've got an 821 translocation in version 16, if you add gemtuzumab to that combination, then that's where you appear to get the most bang for your buck. If you use it in patients who have unfavorable risk disease, it appears not to really do much.